Hi, this is Michael Edward Miller. Coming up on Around and About, we've got something special. This one is for fans of storytelling, like true stories, the kind of stories that are often told at story slams, stories with surprising twists.
And I did not see that one coming at all.
Please stay tuned. We're going to hear about an ongoing story slam and podcast created right here in Chattanooga. The creator, Ben Schnell, is going to join us. We're going to talk to Ben about his podcast, and we'll even hear one of the stories. This is going to be a great show. Stay tuned. Around and About starts right now. Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. Ben Schnell joins us today. He's the host and creator of a podcast called Another Story. Another Story is pretty cool if you like storytelling. It reminds me personally of story podcasts like The Moth or Snap Judgment or, of course, This American Life. But Another Story is local. It's based here in Chattanooga. And many of the stories on this podcast come from a monthly story slam at the camp house. Ben, how does this work, this story slam and then your podcast?
Yeah, so the podcast comes from the story slam. And at the camp house, which is a coffee shop here in Chattanooga, we invite everyone out. Anyone who would like to come, come tell a story. So we have a basket, and anyone who wants to tell a story can just write their name down and put it in the basket. And we choose 10 names, and we choose a name like one story ahead, so people have a little bit of time to know when their story is coming. And then they get up and just tell a story, a true story within a 5-minute time frame, a story from their life, something true that happened. Just something that has some conflict and resolution. And then at the end of the 10 stories, we choose, we have judges that choose a winner. And then some of the best stories, even if they're not necessarily winners, we put on the podcast.
And the podcast, how often does that come out?
We try to update it once a week, depending on if we have enough content. But for most of the time, we do a podcast every week.
Do you have any specific guidelines that people have to tell stories about? Do you pick themes or anything like that, or is it just kind of an anything goes sort of thing?
Yeah, for each of the individual Story Slam nights, we have themes that we choose. For example, the first one was, I didn't see that coming, stories of shock and surprise.
And the people who tell these kind of stories, I mean, a lot of them, or at least the ones that make the podcast, are really good. They're really interesting, entertaining, often funny. They do have those dramatic surprises. I mean, how are you doing this? Are you coaching people, telling them this is how you tell a good story? Or are you just letting them get up there with no experience? How are you getting people to tell these kind of great stories?
At the Story Slam, there's no coaching involved. People just get up. And, you know, some people are just natural-born storytellers. They just tell a lot of stories in their family. Sometimes people spend a lot of time working on it ahead of time just for the chance that they make it to tell the story. And so they've put some work into it and thought about it. For the individual interviews that I do with people, I sometimes do a little bit of coaching. Most of the time, it's people tend to give too much context with their stories. And that's just a real simple instruction that sometimes that I give to people is just get right to the stakes.
Yeah.
What's the question that we're worried is going to happen in the story or something? So, and that can be helpful right there, too.
And this has been going on since January. How did this get started? How did you convince the camp house to host these nights? How did you decide to start taking them and putting them on a podcast?
Yeah, the camp house is always looking for events that can bring people in during the night so they can continue. Sometimes in the evenings, there's not a lot of customers that come by. And so having shows and events helps increase the attendance at the coffee shop and increase business. And I work at the coffee shop as well and talked to the manager. And he knew I was interested in stories, and he actually suggested it. He said, we could have an event here where people could tell stories. And I was already thinking along those lines, so it worked out perfectly that we said we should do it.
Well, let's go ahead and hear one of the stories from your podcast. This one is called Joseph's Pet Rabbits. And this one, it's interesting because it comes from basically two different sources, an interview that you did spliced in with a live storytelling kind of thing.
Yeah, Joseph, he told the story great both times, but there are elements about the live version and the interview version both that I liked. So,
great, let's hear it.
Growing up, I did 4-H, which is like the redneck, learn how to see if a cow's worth money, learn how to dig a well, learn how to shoot a gun, and
get blue ribbons for it club.
So I did 4-H, and I did pellet shooting. But during one of my competitions, I had a little sister, and so she would get dragged along for the competitions. And at the 4-H meetings, it's not only one competition, there's lots going on. And so while I was doing my competition, she was walking around, and she, being the pretty one, convinced my father to give her a pet rabbit. And so if you give a mouse a cookie, she got a pet rabbit, and I was of the age where I wanted a pet rabbit too. So at the end of the day, our family came home with three pet rabbits, one for each of the kids. When that was fine, but the deal with rabbits, we quickly discovered, is that rabbits like to behave like rabbits. And so what was three rabbits quickly became like 14 rabbits. Which was awesome for me, because like I wanted pet bunnies, and I got more pet bunnies, and I was homeschooled, so what else are you going to do other than take care of the rabbits and then do chores? So one of my chores was sorting the rabbits into boy and girl rabbits, but I didn't know what that meant, really. So I just kind of halved the rabbits into two different piles. And so I guess my parents were trusting, like, the teachers at my son's school are really good. Like, he should know boy rabbits from girl rabbits. Didn't happen. And bunnies kept being bunnies. So the eight, or the four and four rabbits became, like, Lord knows what, and more rabbits. And so the rabbits just multiplied, and I kept building like more things, like little dog pens, like that we like got from I don't know where, had rabbits in them. And so like our garage filled up like the whole floor. I remember like my chores started out being like 5 minutes cleaning up after these rabbits, and then it was like all day. Like by the time I got done like cleaning the first cage, like the last cage was already dirty again, so it was just like it's never-ending cycle. But I did find time to play in between my studies and my work. And one afternoon, I went over to the neighbor's house to play. I didn't think anything of it. And I was over there, and there was the big, mean brother. The older brother was over there. And the older brother always picked on me because I didn't always used to be this tall and skinny. I used to be short and skinny. So he would always pick on me. And so one day, he said, "Joseph, you'll never guess what I saw this afternoon." I was like, "You know, like what? Like you saw like me playing in the yard and I look stupid? Like, let me guess." He's like, no, "You'll never guess what I saw this afternoon. I saw your dad kill all your bunnies." And like, I'm homeschooled. Like all I do is like eat dinner with my family and go to church. And so like killing rabbits is not like even in my mind at this point. Like, that's like Genesis stuff we talk about in like the fall or whatever, but that's not real. So I'm like, "Oh, no way, like, no." And so like little me like starts crying. I'm like, "This is not real. Like, you're a liar, like, no." And so I like run out of his house and like across the backyards and across the creek, like through the treehouse all the way back home. And it's about dinner time. So like I get like herded like in straight to the dinner table. And I go to dinner, and I'm, like, still crying. So, "Mom, Dad, like, Holland said that you killed all the bunnies." And I said, "Little Johnny is telling awful lies about you, and there's no way that you would ever do that to me and my pet rabbit that you gave to me as a gift and the other little pet rabbits which came as gifts to our family." And so, right about this time, it was, you know, after a day of playing, and I came running home, and they were like, "Oh, yeah, Joseph, like, just be quiet, sit down and eat your dinner. We're having pot pie." And so I was, like, in tears, trying to, like, gather my emotions, and, like, eating dinner, and, like, still being the elementary kid I was, like, "Pot pie, I've never had pot pie, I don't know if I like pot pie, what's in pot pie?" And then it got really quiet at the dinner table. And even though I was a little naive elementary schooler, I realized what became of our pet bunnies. And then the tears started flowing again. And it was, Mom? Like, Dad? There's no, you, it just, it clicked and I didn't know what to do. And I think I wound up finishing my pot pie because it was good. And there was no way my loving parents would let me go to bed hungry.
And I like had this really salty, like tear-filled pot pie, but it was really good. And I finished the whole thing, and I went to bed satisfied and really confused. And I did not see that one coming at all.
That's all for us today on this episode. Thank you so much for listening to another story. We'll have another episode for you next week. But until then, remember to live a story worth telling. Thank you. Goodbye.
That was Joseph's Pet Rabbits. That was a story from a Chattanooga-based podcast called Another Story. Ben Schnell is the podcast creator and host. And the tagline that you have at the end of all these podcasts you do, remember to live a story worth telling. I love that tagline. Where did that come from?
You know, I kind of took that from The Moth. They have something that says, we hope you have a story-worthy week. And I really like that a lot, too. And I was trying to think of something just to wrap it up. And most podcasts have something that just kind of conclude it. And so that was one I thought of. Remember to live a story worth telling, which is really something that we're always trying to do. It kind of makes life more meaningful anyway, even if you don't participate in Story Slam or get your story on a podcast. It's just try to live in a way that's memorable, that you can tell people about and that you're happy the way that you're living your life.
How do people find this podcast generally?
Generally, people find it through a recommendation from maybe another podcast. So if you're looking at podcasts of stories on iTunes or for something, sometimes iTunes will recommend another story along with it. Sometimes people are just searching for podcasts of stories. And then if you include story in your search, another story may come up in the search results in iTunes. If you want to specifically go and find it, if you just search another story in the iTunes search bar, Another Story podcast is the first result you'll see under the podcast. Because, you know, in iTunes, you have to narrow your results to the
yes.
type of content you'd like to get.
And I know that most of the stories on the podcast are ones other people are telling. You're just recording them and producing them. But there is one, a fairly recent one on the podcast, which you are actually telling your own story of kind of how you came to storytelling itself.
Yeah, I've hitchhiked a few times and there's always interesting stories that comes out of hitchhiking. And so that was a story that I told where I rode with this gentleman who told me this kind of some stories in his life. And I was just fascinated kind of by the luck of finding a ride and talking to this nice gentleman and then learning some of his story. That was actually kind of a moving story that he told me. And so, yeah, that was it's always fun to try to remember the important parts of life.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us. You said that's through iTunes. Do you have an actual website or anything like that for it?
Not yet. We actually like to maybe put one up, but we're still working on it. But also you can find another story on SoundCloud. And there's other stories that aren't actually on the podcast feed that are on SoundCloud. But the best ones are on the iTunes. And that's really what I recommend people to go and subscribe at.
And that is Ben Schnell, host of Another Story. The next Story Slam is coming up May 21st at the Camp House in downtown Chattanooga. More information about that is online at thecamphouse.com.